We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about how Sam Bankman-Fried's mum has taken over his Substack to wage a public defense campaign while he sits in prison. All right, folks, your friendly neighborhood host is back with another delicious serving of rich people problems that somehow became everyone else's problem. And today's main course, helicopter parenting meets high-stakes legal drama served with a side of crypto chaos that would make even a degenerate gambler blush. So get this, Barbara Fried, Stanford law professor and mother of convicted crypto wunderkind Sam Bankman-Fried, has basically commandeered her son's Substack like she's running his social media while he's serving time. Except instead of posting workout videos, she's out here writing doctoral dissertations on why everyone got her precious little financial architect completely wrong. This is next level Mama Bear energy, but with more legal footnotes and way higher stakes. Barbara's turned Sam's newsletter into her personal My Son is Innocent blog, claiming the media spun simplistic morality tales instead of understanding the facts. Mom, your kid misplaced billions of dollars that belong to other humans. That's not a morality tale. That's just basic arithmetic with a felony conviction on top. Here's where it gets delicious, though. She's calling it surreal that prosecutors claimed Sam never intended to pay customers back. You know what's really surreal? Using your convicted son's platform to fight his legal battles while he's probably trading cigarettes for ramen noodles. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
But wait, there's more. This isn't just maternal venting. It's a coordinated media blitz happening right as Sam's legal team is throwing every Hail Mary they can think of. They're claiming judicial misconduct, saying they got railroaded harder than a meme coin during a market crash. The defense, led by Alexandra Shapiro, is essentially arguing the judge cut them off at the knees during trial. They claim they couldn't present crucial evidence about Sam's intent, which honestly sounds like the legal version of my dog ate my homework, but with more billable hours. Meanwhile, Sam himself filed this absolutely wild document claiming FTX would be worth $136 billion today if only the cleanup crew hadn't messed things up. That's like saying your burned down restaurant would have been the next McDonald's if someone else had managed the ashes better. The sheer audacity is almost beautiful. During the appeal hearing, the judges seemed about as convinced as me trying to explain cryptocurrency to my grandmother. When Sam's team complained about not being able to use an advice of counsel defense, Circuit Judge Barrington Parker basically said, "You threw away that card yourselves, genius. Look, I'm just trying to make sense of human chaos here. But having your mum fight your battles on your old blog while you're in prison isn't the power move they think it is. It's giving major, let me speak to your manager energy, except the manager is the entire justice system. This whole thing reads like someone trying to convince you the Titanic was unsinkable. It just hit some bad weather. Sometimes the ship sinks, and no amount of redefining solvency changes that basic reality." Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify, and always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.